views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. And today we're going to really dive in to empathy in a positive way. A lot of people feel empathy. There's a few that don't, but the majority of humanity does, and it does come at different levels. This is a very deep subject that is close to my own heart personally, because I'm very much empathic myself, and I've had to learn how to overcome this. But I've also learned how to utilize this, because it really is a true gift. And that's what we're going to be talking about during this episode, is the gift and the empowered empath. Now, for those that aren't familiar with what an empath really is, that is someone that feels everything and everybody else, their energy, what they have going on. They feel another person's journey or experience like it's theirs. And it can get quite confusing, overwhelming. I don't want to spend a lot of time on how horrible that can be. I want to spend time on this episode on the gift in that and how to empower that. So if you are one of these types of people, or you know somebody like that, I mean, people that have known me my whole life, they know, they remember, oh my goodness, she cried at the drop of a hat. She, you know, super sensitive. I mean, hyper, that you're usually called highly sensitive, that kind of thing. Well, there is really a gift in that. And that gift is that you feel energy. And I'm an energy healer. And I'm about the energy of everything. So that's what I want to do today, is help you find the empowerment that I have found in my own lifetime. And I spent years doing this. I did. I have spent years. I've worked with a lot of clients with this. And I always see as they grow through it, and it is, it's a growing through it. It's not like overnight, oh, okay, I'll just start thinking this way. You have to apply and you start to work on it, but it's a lot of letting go of how you perceive yourself and how you perceive this empathic feeling. And we're going to go through tips and we're going to explain it in a different perspective, because I really believe this is so important right now in the big changes that are happening in the world. I mean, there's a lot of overwhelming at feeling some things out there, yes. And we don't want to disconnect from feeling, but we want to rechannel and redirect that energy of feeling into something positive and something very healing for yourself and for the other people you might be feeling. So this doesn't mean you have to do everything. That's one of the biggest misconceptions, is that, you know, when all this energy is coming in and we've been raised, like I was raised, and you don't know. If you don't know, you don't know. Well, it's not about how we were raised or who did what or I was misled or anything like that. We really have to let that go nowadays. That is just really a waste of energy to go there, because the old way of doing things is the old way of doing it. It's just not going to work anymore. And it's happening on a lot of different levels. This is one of them. We have It's a very powerful, we talk about connecting. Let me put it that way. We talk about connecting to spirit, connecting. And here's just an example of what I mean. If I had not persevered and just kept going, I mean, I did not give up that I was going to find a way to be strong and it not beat me up the way it used to, I would not be talking to you right now on a radio show that's listened to all over the globe. I would not be speaking out in this truth. I would be hiding it because I would be believing what everybody else was saying. I hid it for years growing up. I had to, because you get picked on it, you know, when you're a child in school and they don't understand it. They're just kids too. But this is different now. This is time to not be afraid of what this feeling is, because we're here to change this world to be better. And if I was afraid or avoiding my feeling gift, I wouldn't be intuitive. I wouldn't have the pleasure of connecting with the angels on a daily basis. I wouldn't have the blessing of being able to teach that to others that want to learn, to connect. I would be afraid of all of the connection and feeling. And I don't want to be afraid. And I don't want you to be afraid of a beautiful natural gift that you have if you feel things, if you feel energies from others. It's quite intuitive, actually. It's called clairsentience. So I want you to think about how this applies to you. How does this work for you? I mean, you know, what things do I feel overwhelmed in? And as we go through the show, if you do want to call in, please do. If you have a question about this, 1-800-930-2819, you can call in. If you have a question about the empathy and how this can be empowering and how you can connect without feeling all of the negative side effects. And I'm going to be going through several different sections of that and tips with that. But it's time to embrace that you have that ability, because then there's the other side of the coin where people don't even have it at all. And they have to figure out, well, how do I get over there at all? You're already halfway there to connecting intuitively. You're already there at really having a special gift halfway. You just need direction and understand your gift. It's like piano. If you sit down, do you know how to play or not? There's some people that just can sit down and do it. I love that. There's other people that got to learn it, you know, step by step. You already could just sit down and play the piano, actually. So let's learn how to utilize that and make beautiful music with it, you see. That's the analogy of that. Now, quickly before I dive completely into this topic, for those that are ready to connect, we have the registrations open for my intuition workshop. That's 4 weeks. It's right over on the website. You just write on the front page down the left side, you'll see a link for workshops. Please do go over and check it out. We've already got people signing up and the classes are starting. This actually will start on February 23rd, but it's a great 4-week in-depth workshop on working and developing your intuition to the next level if you really want to take it seriously. It goes over a lot that, so you're not afraid of it. It's a wonderful class. It does go deep, and it's really for the serious-minded that really want to dive in, but it's a great class. And you know me, I'm very much about everybody embracing this and really utilizing it for what it is. So that's right over there. And on February 11th, I'll be speaking at the Your Divine Uniqueness Telesummit that's been ongoing now since January 12th. You can listen in on that for free. Those links are also over at the website. Now, that is jenroyster.com. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're really going to be diving into the empowered empath and how you can embrace this gift and really fine-tune it. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Slow down, you crazy child. so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid?
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit
ChuckGallagher.com. If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in. And our topic today is the empowered empath, feeling empathy without it overwhelming you, draining you, you know, affecting you physically. I mean, there's different degrees of it. There's people that have it slightly and they feel it. It agitates them a little bit. And then there's people that go all the way to the degree that they actually will take on physical symptoms. So it can be real extreme. Doesn't have to be any of that. I want to focus on the energy behind empathy. Okay. The energy behind empathy is a connection, a feeling. You're feeling energy. You're not seeing it like the clairvoyant psychic, okay? You're feeling it. You feel it. You feel when someone's mood swings. You feel it. You know when they get angry and they're not even showing an outside indication. You know, you can tell when your animals are not right. You know, you can feel. You're very connected that way. People like this are amazing gardeners. They can be if they want to be. You can guard because you can feel the energy of the plants. You can connect and listen to the energy. What is happening when it's overwhelming you? I want to explain what's happening and why that's happening, and it can feel very negative. When you are absorbing energy that's not your own, and it's coming outside of your, from outside yourself, whether it's a situation, a person, something you see on the news, anything, and you're feeling that, and you and it's affecting you in a negative way, what's happening is you are absorbing that like a sponge. You're taking that energy in, and now it's mixed up, and you're trying to process energy within your own system, your own energy body, your physical body, your spiritual soul, mental body, as if this was your journey. It wasn't your journey. You absorbed it, but it's not actually yours. And what kicks up is that it just spins all crazy in there, because now you're trying to process something that's not yours to process anyway. And this is usually what can trip people up when it comes to empathy, when they're empathic. And I've worked with so many, and when we work in this area, first we have to understand and draw some awareness to that, because you have your own energy, your own journey, your own soul's path, and that is your energy to process, okay? When we have compassion for another, that's not the same thing as processing it for them. And that's where it gets tripped up. Those wires get crossed a little bit. And now we're trying to, you know, fix it for them. We're trying to process it. We're just, you know, it becomes like it's ours to do. It's like you are you have the burden of it on your shoulders. Like you've taken it on. It's your job to fix. This goes into a lot of different reasons why different people will do this. But it's, you know, and that goes deeper into your own soul growth, awareness, counseling, with that, however you do that. You know, that's a lot of different depths, and some of it goes to past life. Some of it goes to a soul retrieval issue. Some of it's connected to a codependency or, you know, a dysfunction like that. It can go into so many different directions. So I won't go into all of that because that's unique to the individual, but that is something that you, as you go in, you're looking for, why am I trying to process something that's not mine? That's the bottom line. You're trying to find out the root cause of why you're doing that. We're not trying to drag our heels through the mud. We're trying to find, where do I need to let go of something that's not mine? Okay, that's it. We're trying to find where do I need to release something that's not mine. I can care about what's happening with that person or that situation without it affecting me this way. And this is a very powerful point that I want to make, because when we shift the perspective and we utilize the gift of empathy and feeling, your clairsentience, so to speak, When we shift that to the gift that it's supposed to be, now you're going to be able to empower another, support them positively, which is what you were trying to do to begin with, right? That was what you were trying to do, but that's like sinking with the ship, not helping, right? You know, throw the life raft out and, you know, all that kind of thing. This is a very different understanding of utilizing the gift in a very empowered way. Not only do you have your own energy intact and it's not leaking out and draining and being given to everybody else, because that disempowers you, for one. To give all of your energy to someone else like that is giving them the power. It can help a little bit. It looks like a quick Band-Aid fix at first, but it will deplete very quickly for both, and then there'll be a need for more. And that's not getting anybody anywhere. The goal is to keep your own and use divine energy, the unlimited source. That's what energy healing really is. Use that energy to allow it to help you support and lift another. And now that will help them ignite their own with divine energy. And now everybody is not going to be drained. I mean, there's a very different aspect here. There's been so much with energy. You have to really start taking some steps to start applying proactively. And I will go over some of those in the next segment. But, you know, I want to explain and really give you a good understanding and foundation of how this energy is affecting you. Now, when you take in an energy, an empath has, you have two channels. Let me back up a little bit. You have two channels with your energy. You have one where you're receiving energy. You have one where you're sending out energy. And with an empathic person that's struggling like this, they have a wide open receiving channel, right? That's open. They're absorbing it all like a sponge. But energy is supposed to be coming in and processed back out. We give and receive in that balance. We keep hearing that in spiritual teachings, right? Give to receive. It's a balance. When it becomes unbalanced and you're only receiving and nothing is processing and flowing out, now you got an imbalance. It's backing up. It's backing up like a bad sewer. It's a mess. That will in turn overlap and start to affect physical body. That's why you're going to start feeling that. So you see, this is all connected so many ways. There's such a domino effect. The one most important thing that's probably one of the more difficult things, but I don't think so. I think you just really have to apply and give it a go, is learning how to release and let go of the energy. So when we first start working with people, a lot of the things that I will suggest immediately are, you know, using the salt baths, using the crystals that help you deflect, utilizing some tools and some meditations and some releasement, using the energy healing or the Reiki to help pull some of that excess off. What we don't want to do is stay dependent on somebody else constantly having to pull it off of us. We want to learn how to stop it from being stuck on us to begin with, right? So that would be the next step. But first you have to stop the overload piling in, right? You have to stop that. So now you're shielding up. Archangel Michael is literally the best angel to work with on this because he's great for that. He can assist you. And that's one of the first things I do. We always want to learn how to shield up and stop it from just piling in. Now your systems, all of your bodies, spiritual, mental, physical, all of them, soul, body, can start to process this huge load of energy that's there. Just, you know, start to release. Okay, wait, that's not mine. I need to let that go. It's an intention to let that go is the biggest thing right there. So you're processing, this is mine. This is not mine. This is mine. And some of that can be some of your soul growth and your lessons, as well as learning what is yours and what is not yours and what is someone else's. That is a huge part of the soul growth in that, because once you start to become aware of, wait, this was never mine to begin with. No wonder it's just bouncing around and I can't quite process it. It is not a negative to feel and pick things up. A clairsentient will pick up so much intuitive information. And if they are not aware that that's what's happening, they will assume that's for them, literally, because you just don't realize. It's really just, it's, you know, educating yourself on the energy and understanding that depth of clairsentience will help you tremendously. It really will. I love helping people understand their intuitive gift. I love helping people understand that empathic tendencies or the empathy is very, very positive and a beautiful thing that the world needs now. Not a negative hindrance, not a plague. It's not a disease. It's not a bad thing to feel. That's the illusion that I want to call. I'm calling it out right now. That's just not true. It's a very good thing to be able to feel a connection to things. Yes, there's things out there we don't like being connected to, but however, what do we do with that? You know, how can we make a difference? You have a great contribution you can make while you're here. So start making a list, and we're going to go take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to go through a few more tips on how you can find your way through this and empower yourself. We're talking about the empowered empath, thriving with this beautiful gift that you have. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And today's topic is the empowered empath. Before we went to break, I brought up that there's an illusion that feeling and is a bad thing, you know, because it hurts. And, you know, I think there's a song called that. But I want to switch that. That's a song, and it was about someone with a broken heart. Love hurts. But love heals. I want to switch that up. Love heals. True love heals. True love that's unconditional heals. And what is a response that a lot of times we'll have is that we think, oh, it's bad to feel. I don't want to feel this. I want to escape. I want to leave. You know, and you'll disconnect and you'll stop feeling anything. You'll just shut all your feelings and emotions down. And I know I did that. And then it was a very empty feeling, to be honest, because when you're empathic and you have that connection and your clairsentient is working efficiently, you feel all of life. You feel everything. And that does mean you'll feel the highs and lows. And it's learning how to navigate when you feel a low is the key. And, you know, it's actually good to feel, because if we couldn't feel, we wouldn't feel that beautiful connection that we're all talking about that is so important right now. It's learning how to embrace this. It's a very sensitive, in a positive way, antenna. Your body, your energy field, your whole being. When you have this ability open, it is a finely tuned antenna, a very strong antenna. And you'll pick up slight nuances. You'll just pick up different shifts of things. And that is an intuitive gift that's amazing. Yes, it's adjusting and learning what to do as you feel different things. One of the biggest things that I spoke about before we went to break was how the first step is stopping all of the overload coming in so you can catch up and learn how to shield and protect and be healthy. I talk about shielding and protection a lot when I'm working with people with intuition, because that's one of the things that frightens them. You know, they want to connect and they love the idea, but then when you start to feel it or it starts to happen and you don't have a good balance or an awareness of what's yours and what's not, that's what can cause some of the overload. So the first thing, I mean, there's nothing to be afraid of when you are shielded in a divine shield. I always have Michael with me every day, Archangel Michael, and he's amazing for that. And if I feel like I've absorbed something a little too much, I ask him to help me immediately. I always have that set up, and now I thrive and I can help you, and I can do this, what I do. And, I can actually be out in that world and it not beat me up. And that's what you can do too. Before I understood this, it was getting extreme for me because I was getting these crazy 104 fevers just working as a neuromuscular therapist. When I was doing that kind of work with natural pain management, you know, I was working with athletes and people that had sports things, and, you know, it was just natural pain management in a therapeutic way. I was getting all these crazy fevers, and I'm like, what in the world? I'm not even doing this kind of work, because I was empathic. I was already connected and open. And when I realized this is not going to last very long if I don't get a handle on this, and there was absolutely nothing wrong with me except that I was burning off all this energy that was coming through me. And that's what my body will do. It just burns it right off. When I, you know, I mean, just talking with people or doing it over the air like this, it'll heat up. And when, as I'm processing and connecting, it just burns right off. I've been like that for years. And once I realized, okay, that's just burning it off. And then I realized, well, I do ask Michael to help me every day, and he can have a fiery heat when he's burning up toxic energies. So it's all adding up to me, and I'm fine with it. I know that when I'm feeling that heat, that's a good thing. That means it's not staying with me. It's being transmuted in the fiery element, and it's clearing it and cleansing it. So I know that that's a good thing. So think about that. Yeah, I would never know if it was an actual hot flash, I don't think, because this is just something I've always had, is like the heat processes. Well, know that there is something that you can find that will work for you. I mean, I have empaths that have told me after just doing these salt baths for a couple of days, you know, they'll start that way if they've never done anything like that. Then they might have crying for 5 days because their body's finally pulling all of this excess energy out, and it's going to probably pull it out emotionally because most empaths feel emotions like that, and it will process it off, and then they feel fantastic. You know, it's like you don't want to shut off those natural energy clearing valves that we have, and crying is one of them. It's a natural thing, so you don't want to shut that off. Salt's wonderful. I've had people that are put it by their sink and they wash their hands in it. That clears the energy off. Shielding up, like I said, and that's just visualizing. I visualize myself in a bubble, a completely enclosed bubble that's full of white divine love and light. And Michael's watching over it. And then anything that comes near, it's deflected off. And you know, instead of it going back negatively to something that came toward me toxic, and send it back transmuted in divine love. That's my wording for it. That's how I do it. It works for me within 60 seconds. It's great. Never do a session without doing that. So if you're in the healing arts or you work with clients and you can feel that overload sometimes, this is good for you to know. Most of you that are in this type of work, you're going to have Michael with you, and he's very available to you anyway. There's great crystals out there I want to mention that are great for empathics. When we're first learning how to pull and get some of this energy balanced in their body, we always work with something to kind of help with not absorbing toxic energies, and that would be your darker crystals like obsidian or hematite or black onyx, things like that. Just carrying that on your non-dominant side can help a little bit with that. And then I like to use clear quartz on the side that sends out, because it's going to pull and draw the energy out, but send it out positively, but pull it off you. It's really amazing how people that don't even believe or understand any of the metaphysical attributes of energy find immediate results in this. And I hear it all the time. I've got doctors that are clients, medical doctors. Oh, they do it all the time because of what they're absorbing. And people in the psychiatry field, they're doing it too, because look what they're absorbing. My goodness. So if they have a sensitivity and they know that something's just getting to them, they're doing it too. So there's some out there that are actually, you know, open-minded enough to know that there's more to it than just a physical. And I say kudos to them, because those are the type of doctors that I want to hang out with. The ones that actually embrace the whole body, the all of us, not just part of us. So that's the amazing part, because we're not just physical flesh walking around. We have a soul. We have spirit. We have personalities. We have feelings. Yeah, we have feelings. That's what we're talking about, all these feelings. And we care about things. And it's okay to care. We don't want caring to hurt. We don't want it to be so overwhelming that we shut it out. Because look how much of the world is kind of doing that. Look, you know, we went through some generations where we're just kind of tuning our neighbor out and tuning out, you know, because we didn't want to feel any of that. We're coming into a time now, and I've been talking about the 2015 energies, is, you know, really coming and stepping up to being into your truest self. We don't want to be afraid to feel if that's you. Okay. I'm with you on that one. Gotcha. I'm with you, so with you on that. We want to be able to be our best and efficient self. We want to be able to contribute without all the depletion and feeling like we're draining somebody else because we're so drained. That, you know, you start feeling guilty about it. You feel like you're always bothering somebody. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. And lots of things can cause this, different scenarios. It's not just one stereotype that's like this. Highly sensitive people are very aware of everything around them. So are you one of those? Think about it while we take a short break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health, Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And in this last segment, I've got a couple of little tips for you. We've been talking about the empowered empath, and being empowered and thriving is much better than feeling depleted, drained, and overwhelmed. And that's what the topic has been. So if you've missed most of this, go back and catch the archive. But, you know, in the last segment, I was talking about the illusion, the falsehood of feeling is that it's bad to feel. I've got to turn it off so it doesn't affect me. This is a falsehood. This is not really the ultimate way to embrace being an empathic person. Empathic people just need to understand that incredibly finely tuned antenna that they have. It's an amazing thing. It's just being aware and knowing what's yours and what's not. Now, these are simple things I'm giving you, and you can go much more in depth as you work on your own individual soul growth and lesson in that. But what's the truth? The truth is it's good to feel. That's your clairsentient gift of intuition, your awareness of your connection to all of life. How beautiful. Look at it that way. And then I want to give you an affirmation that I use that's wonderful, and we'll put that intention out there and use this with Archangel Michael, with your prayers, with your connection to your higher self on, you know, and the answers will come. It will come to you what will be led to you for you to do in the next step. And that affirmation is, I embrace this finely tuned antenna, my body, and I choose to learn how to use this gift of empathy positively and productively. And thank you, Michael, for being with me as I feel protected and safe. And I clearly see what I need to let go of and what I need to learn. And then that's, you know, it. You can tune that or tweak that in any way you want, but it's just claiming, I'm going to embrace this. I'm going to learn about it and be clear about it. Now, I have just updated and I have put it up on the website. Let me put that out there. I just realized that while we were on break. I have a mini quick guide, energy clearing ebook. It's just a small, you know, not a full size book, but it's a nice little quick guide to help you practice. Cause that's one of the first things that an empath needs to understand is you've got to clear when you feel toxic or overloaded. You've got to clear, you've got to stop and clear. It's got to be about you in that moment. You got to clear. And this is a great little guide with some tips that will help you quickly. And you could be just about anywhere. You don't have to have a lot of things with you, but they're great tips for you. It's a free guide that I'm giving away when you sign up for the newsletter. So you can sign up and it'll automatically send you the free guide. That's over at the website. If you go and subscribe to the weekly newsletter, that has my upcoming show listings. It has discounts and special offers for the workshops or for private sessions and just the different things that I'm doing or the events that I'll be speaking at. But we also put a lot of encouragement and articles and things like that in the weekly newsletter. So go over and grab your free energy ebook. That's going to be when you subscribe to the newsletter. The intuitive workshop that I'm doing goes deeper into understanding these realms of connection and how to utilize them in a very powerful way. So know that, you know, that's a 4-week extensive of working deeper into that. And that's all over at the website. But now we have gone over a lot of different things about empathic people, how to protect yourself and shield up, how to clear it off, and the understanding of what's happening when it does do this to me. What is it? Knowledge is power. I've always believed in that. Knowledge is power. And when you understand, that was one of the most empowering things for me, is understanding how the energy in the energy field work. I'm just so naturally drawn to working in energy healing because I feel it all. I feel it in everything. So it's just a natural, it's a natural for me. I know that the energy can shift and change around anything. It can move. It can change. It can transmute. It can be positive. It can be negative. So why not shift it? That's what energy healing is. And that's just allowing a positive to come in where there's too much negative. You know, it's just too dark. It's too much. You'll hear me say, shine the light in the dark areas. Well, darkness is really just the absence of light. There's nothing there. There's nothing. But when you bring in that divine healing energy and you want to feel that, now just think about it. If you're empathic and you're feeling so drained and now you're feeling filled with that crazy, it's not crazy. It's just, to me, it's just so electrically a wonderful experience to feel. You're just feeling bathed and filled with this beautiful, unlimited divine love feeling that is just so empowering and so encouraging. And just talking about it gets me going here. I've had people tell me, we could just hear you revving up. You're hearing and probably feeling, you know, that energy filling me up. And that's exactly what's happening. When I'm channeling a message from an angel or a loved one or a spirit guide, same thing. I'm just really feeling this beautiful energy flowing through. I say that is a gift that I've learned how to use it that way. Now, you don't have to go and do what I've done. You don't have to, you know, be a talk radio host, or you don't have to do this for a living in your field, but you can thrive and you can enjoy your life and not feel like you have to shield yourself off so much. You can go and enjoy a gathering with people and it not affect you. You can go out into public places and not come home feeling like you just had mud slung all over you. I mean, that's what happens. They'll go shopping in a mall and come back feeling all out of sorts because they absorbed everything that was walking around beside them, and they don't even know these people. You know, learning how to be aware of your energy field. Is it got open holes in it? Is it shielded up? Are you putting your boundaries there? Boundaries are very important for an empath. A lot of times we find that there are no boundaries. So now their energy field is like a public hall. So everybody's in and out of there. Oh my goodness. I've worked on people and it's like you have a whole crowd of energy in there. And they said, that's how I feel. They don't even know why. And they are learning how to, okay, there's energy out there. You're going to feel it. We live in a world. We share. We connect. You're going to feel it. So you allow the feeling. And then you allow it to process and move on. You don't have to keep it. You don't have to fix it. You don't have to be in control of it either. How many of you out there are trying to control it? You don't even realize, oh, that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to fix everything, or I'm trying to, you know, make sure they are okay. You know, oh, no, no, no. There's so many facets to this. I'm introducing you to a perspective of how this gift is a very powerful, positive gift. If this is something that you resonate with, or you know somebody else that does, I say go in and look and dive in and start doing your homework, start doing your soul searching, and learn a little bit more about the empathic gift, or actually go learn about clairsentience and that intuitive gift, because that's going to help. But you really want to know how to shield up and protect and be aware, not just go out there openly, blatantly, and blindly. It's not a novelty. It's very serious. It's real. And most of the empaths out there don't even realize, they're probably not even aware if they're not in a spiritual circle or they don't study any of this, that that's what's going on. They probably have no idea. So, I mean, that is a personal choice for someone. But I'm saying they're very linked together. Clairsentience and empathic people, that's a connection that I recommend you seek out. I want to send everyone much love, much happiness, and be empowered in your life. Feel the joy running through. And I wish you all great abundance in all that you do. I'm Dr. Jen. You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.